Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
Perhaps like me, you're getting comfortable with warm summer nights. And if the sky is clear and the mosquitoes tolerable, one of the advantages of those warm nights is being able to observe the constellations and other sky objects relative comfort. Some of the more notable summer constellations include Scorpius the Scorpion, Hercules, Lyra the Lyre, and Cygnus the Swan. And to help you with finding a constellation, there's an abundance of information available on the web, at your local library, and of course apps. And of course there is an app for that. Actually, there are several apps for stargazing and constellations. Some are free while others charge a nominal fee. I've found Scorpius the Scorpion to be one of the easier summer constellations to identify. Scorpius is near the southern horizon as the sky darkens. The sun will be setting around 9:30 to 9:45 Central Daylight Time over the next week or so. Scorpius will be fully exposed as soon as it's dark enough to see the stars. Scorpius is shaped like a fish hook. The hook, representing the scorpion's tail, will be to the left and curled upward. To the right and trending upward will be a few stars connecting to the scorpion's head, which consists of three stars somewhat vertically arranged. The heart of Scorpius is the star Antares. Antares is the brightest star in Scorpius and is one of the 16th brightest stars in the sky. Antares is a rather interesting star. This red supergiant is out there 550 light years away. It has a mass of about 15 to 18 suns and is around 10,000 times as bright as our sun and is around 12 million years old. Antares has a distinctive reddish tint, which is related to the star's name. Antares in Greek translates like Mars, an apparent reference to the color similarity with Mars. Scorpius, you may recall, is named for the scorpion that killed Orion in Greek mythology. There are at least two versions of how this all transpired. One version has Orion trying to force himself on the goddess Artemis. Artemis, to extract some retribution, sent the scorpion after Orion. Another version has the scorpion taking on Orion after he boasted that he could kill any wild animal. So do some stargazing this summer, and be sure to become familiar with Scorpius, the constellation and the mythology surrounding it. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botany. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.